Hey, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. We're talking about a goofy case out of Rhode Island today, and it's actually caused by a very strange law in Rhode Island. And I have to thank Ronald for passing this along. If you see something really goofy in the news about the law, feel free to send it to me, and if it's interesting, I'll talk about it here and possibly give you my own spin on it. But this is a fascinating idea, and it sounds very, very old school. But in Rhode Island, prison inmates are often deemed dead for legal purposes, you know. Now, you know, there might be tax advantages to being dead. I believe Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Douglas Adams, described that as a viable thing for an intergalactic rock star. But in Rhode Island, if you commit the right kind of crime and go to prison, you might be deemed legally dead. And being dead actually has some negative consequences with respect to your rights. So this is a story by the Associated Press. Jennifer McDermott wrote it. Rhode Island is one of the few places where people can still be punished with civil death, and civil rights advocates want the century-old practice to stop. Inmates serving life in prison are deemed dead by Rhode Island statute with respect to property rights, the bond of matrimony, and other civil rights, and it's as if their natural death took place when they were convicted. So someone gets convicted of the correct kind of crime, and boom, they're also now legally dead. Most civil death laws in the United States have been repealed or successfully challenged in court. Most other countries never adopted the practice. Rhode Island's statute was passed in 1909, but it is still enforced in Rhode Island. The state Supreme Court said Tuesday that inmate Cody Allen Zab could not litigate an issue with his marriage record because he's civilly dead. Now, the real question here is how he got married, because apparently he got married while he's in prison and was legally dead. So this is one of those things to kind of wrap your head around. But the woman who married him was apparently marrying a dead guy. The Rhode Island chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union plans to sue over the statute's constitutionality if the legislature doesn't repeal the law this session. About 250 people are currently serving life in prison in Rhode Island as dead people. They are all legally dead, according to this statute. In colonial America, civil death was used to take a person's rights away while they were awaiting execution for a felony. And, you know, that makes some sense. You know, someone's about to get executed. Do we actually wait to the moment that we execute them to call them dead, or does it happen a little bit earlier than that? You know, that actually makes a little more sense. That's according to UC Davis School of Law professor Gabriel Chin, an expert in the collateral consequences of criminal conviction. Wow. Put that on a business card. Collateral consequences of criminal conviction. The four C's. Chin said Wednesday that the practice was borrowed from England and that that became a punishment in and of itself. You know, to have yourself declared legally dead, even if you weren't in prison, would mess you up quite a bit. Civil death largely fell out of vogue among states and criminal justice reformers in the 20th century, and it was undermined by court rulings, Chin added. Rhode Island, Idaho, New York, and the U.S. Virgin Islands are the only places Chin knows of that retain some form of civil death. A bill to repeal the Rhode Island statute was introduced in February, and the House Judiciary Committee is studying the bill. Former Republican Governor Donald Carcieri vetoed a similar bill in 2007. And in his veto message, he said that people sentenced to life have been found by a jury to have committed the most serious possible crimes against society and in many cases stripped another person of their life. The loss of property and even the right to marry is not unreasonable, according to the former governor. Zab, the guy we're talking about now, was sentenced in 2008 for setting a home on fire, and he's attempting, apparently, to recoup a drug debt. And apparently that's, I guess, how you enforce a drug debet. A 95-year-old man, though, who was not the intended victim, died, and as a result, as you may know, oftentimes when you set a fire and someone dies, you can go to jail for murder. So Zab got married in 2012, and this is 4 years after he was sentenced to life in prison. And so the fact that he got married in 2012 shouldn't have been possible because he was not a living person. He was dead under Rhode Island law. And then strangely, he was granted a divorce in 2013. And again, You can't get divorced if you're dead. But of course, if you got married while dead, then we have a whole different area, I guess, of divorce law. So he was allowed to get married because an assistant director at the Rhode Island Department of Corrections misunderstood the statute. That's according to the department's spokesperson, J.R. Ventura. And he said that just this past week. He said they've revised their process for deciding these matters to prevent anything like that from happening again. Zab argues that his marriage record should be expunged because an inmate serving a life sentence is civilly dead and can't get married in Rhode Island. So he's actually in favor of this. He wants to be declared dead for the purposes. See, some guys will do anything to get out of a marriage. And don't get me wrong, some women will too. Here's a guy who is in prison. He's dead legally. He managed to find a woman on the, presumably on the outside, who wanted to marry him. They got married, and somehow the marriage is so bad that he's now asking a court to allow him this extraordinary measure to get a divorce while, in fact, he's legally dead. He's coming back from the dead to get a divorce. In denying his appeal, the Rhode Island Supreme Court references its decision last year that struck down a negligence lawsuit brought by another prisoner. The court decided that Dana Gallup couldn't sue the Department of Corrections over his attack by another prisoner because he's dead. Stephen Brown, executive director of the ACLU of Rhode Island, said the law makes absolutely no sense and significantly impairs the legitimate constitutional rights of inmates. If you accept the premise, the DOC could waterboard an inmate serving a life sentence and they'd have no legal recourse because they're allegedly dead. The ACLU previously sued over the statute on Zab's behalf, and Zab sought to get married again after his 2013 divorce, but corrections officers denied his request, ACLU volunteer attorney Sonia Deyo said. So just in case you didn't catch the most important part of this story, there's a man in prison serving a life sentence in Rhode Island. He killed somebody serving a life sentence in Rhode Island. He managed to get a woman to marry him even though he's legally dead. He seeks a divorce so he can marry another woman. And now I understand that this might be higher math. And I'm sure many of you are also noticing that this is similar to Schrodinger's cat, the physics problem. If you don't know what I'm talking about, watch Big Bang Theory. Because we know the man's alive. We also know he's dead. But that's not the important thing here. I said in a video the other day that out there is someone for you. No matter who you are, there's someone out there for you. You could be the guy in the dumpster fighting a raccoon over an old Arby's meal and get arrested because you're high on PCP and someone called the cops and said there's a man wrestling a raccoon in a dumpster. You could be arrested and some woman's going to bail you out of prison, bail you out of jail. There's some woman for you. We just know that we know there is, okay? But here's the thing. This proves it even more than the guy raccoon wrestling in the dumpster in Florida. This is a man who's legally dead, in prison for life, and he's got two women who want to marry him. He wants to divorce one of the women so he can marry the other one. This guy's got a surplus of women who want to marry him. You only need one woman to marry you in most states. And in fact, most states, you're limited to one. And the fact that this guy has got an excess of women who want to marry him, he has 100% more than he needs. In other words, you need one woman, he's got two. That's 200%. That's what I got out of this. I understand there's this crazy law in the books that says that the guy who's alive is dead. That's a legal problem. But I'm just still stuck on the fact that this guy's in prison and he wants to divorce the woman he married in prison so he can marry another woman while he's in prison. And there's a woman on the outside who's actually going, yes, I want that guy's divorce to go through so I can marry him. He's mine. But again, getting back to this issue with respect to you're in prison and you are legally dead, you have to understand that that is actually a strange, what we call illegal fiction. Because, for instance, if you're dead, why do they feed you? I'm serious. If they wanted to, they could just go, hey, you're dead. We're not feeding you anymore. And as the ACLU pointed out, you couldn't sue them and say, hey, I'm not being fed, because you're a dead person. You can't bring an action. And so it's strange. And it's so strange that I suspect that it's going to go away, whether it goes away by a new law being passed in Rhode Island or if it goes away because a court strikes it down. We'll see. But again, I got to back up and address the fact that there's a man in prison, is a convicted murderer, he's legally dead, and women are throwing themselves at him to get married to him. So that, my friends, is what's going on in Rhode Island. And again, Ronald, thanks for sending me the story. I enjoyed it. Hope you did too. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.